How does it work, Sarah?
It will, for the first time, give people a way to actually check out with their products on Instagram. In the past, the company has tried to redirect people to a retailer's website. But now, not only will people be able to check out on Instagram, Instagram will get a little bit of a cut of the purchase, which is going to be a significant new aspect of their business beyond advertising.
Will it be sort of the way it is on Facebook, where you click on something and it just pops up?
No, on Facebook, you actually have no way to check out on Facebook as part of the e-commerce platform. This will be a way for people to buy products via Instagram without leaving the app at all.
Well, okay, and this comes from ads on Instagram, not necessarily, you know, people's feeds where they put up pictures of product.
Only a few various retailers are using this with Instagram now. For example, Revolve Clothing. But in the future, this will be opened up to more Instagram brands and users. And what I'm really interested in seeing is how it affects this community of influencers and creators who often have brands that they've created just based on their followings. You people get famous enough that they can launch a line of merchandise off their own name, like Kylie Jenner lip kit, for example, Huda Beauty. There are a few examples of people who have created businesses off their Instagram followings.
Why is Instagram doing this?
Instagram needs to go into a new business line beyond advertising. Instagram is owned by Facebook, and the Facebook news feed isn't really going to grow much more, and that is the company's number one source of advertising revenue. E-commerce is a way to get another business going without having to, you know, build another Facebook news feed size business.
Do you think it'll be popular? You think the demand is there?
I think absolutely. We've seen a lot of e-commerce and shopping happen on Instagram, even without a checkout option. The thing that will be interesting is how much of Instagram is for just inspiration about products and how much of it is for actually making those purchase decisions, and then how much this option to have people shop via Instagram will affect what advertisers do. Do they buy more ads to increase shopping on Instagram instead of redirecting them elsewhere?
And again, just to make sure that I'm clear, so if I'm an artist and I'm putting up pictures of my paintings, I can't have it sell
not
through
yet
without buying an ad?
Not yet, but in the future. Right now, they're just testing with a limited set of brands. But by next year sometime, they've told me that it will be a more broadly useful part of their business. And then we'll finally get to know what the cut is that they're taking, because so far they're not willing to disclose that.